Steve Dale back with you on WGN as we are trying to sniff out U.S. Representative Mike Quigley. And hello, are you here, Mike Quigley?
I am. I am.
Wow.
I have been.
I know. I know. You know what? You know who created our telephone system? It was clearly Paul Lisnick. It's that old. How are you?
I'm good. It's
good
to hear your voice.
Well, it's better than I am at the moment, but I want to talk about a whole lot of things with you. So apparently, okay. And not apparently, I saw it myself this morning on a morning show. Mitch McConnell said this morning that he called, or maybe he got a call from Volodymyr Zelensky, and he said, I apologize that this has taken so long to get the money to you. Are you surprised? And what is your response to his apology? Was it an apology that the United States needed to make and should have made?
You know, I can't speak for him, but I apologize to President Zelensky. I was there about 2.5 weeks ago. I met with President Zelensky about 50 miles from the Russian border in a town that was decimated in rocket attacks. The following week, literally the same area, the building was flattened, 17 people killed, many more injured, because they're short on missile defense, air defense, regular ammunition. They've had to give up territory. So, you know, my attitude is they're the ones fighting, bleeding, and dying. They're the ones who have had areas occupied. And we were in those areas, too, talking to civilians who were the victims of war crimes. Yeah, I mean, there was no excuse for it. The least the West can do is arm them in a conflict that is based on the same reasons we fought the Second World War, form NATO, form the United Nations. And I can't speak for somebody else. But I do think we put Ukraine in a very precarious situation. I talked to our military and intel folks who tell me that they are racing to get this aid there. I was in Poland in the base where all the Western aid flows through, and you know, they were primed and ready to go to facilitate its movement into Ukraine as quickly as possible.
You visited Ukraine several different times now, and you're not alone. Many of your colleagues have. Mitch McConnell has visited Ukraine. The president, Trump, has not done so on the campaign trail post his presidency. Should he? And also, are you concerned about what he has said, which is essentially we really don't, these are my words, not his, but the essence of it is we really shouldn't care about that.
I think if he's clear, if there's a second Trump term, I wouldn't be surprised if we pull out of NATO and stop all aid to Ukraine overnight, in which case, look, Ukraine can certainly still win this war. They can also certainly lose it. And those areas that were occupied and ravaged will be most of the country. It'll be a war of insurgency. And for, you know, all those folks that live in Chicago who have Eastern European heritage, you know, when I visited those countries, including Poland, their message was clear. They know they're next. So I think a second Trump term would mean Eastern Europe would start swinging back to being a Soviet bloc. Moldova, Georgia first. The Baltics, which are, as you know, very close to St. Petersburg, as first a land bridge to Kaliningrad and then beyond. Belarus is already taken. For all intent and purposes, and then, you know, Poland. So it's, I just want to stress to our friends out there that this is our conflict. It's just that Ukraine is doing all the fighting and dying. And the very least we can do is give them the armament to move forward.
Will this be?
But just remember, it's the Reagan doctrine we're talking about here. President Reagan's doctrine that we will always defend our friends and allies against Soviet aggression. Well, Putin wants the Soviet Union restored, and this is as aggressive as it gets.
Indeed. Is it too little too late, though? Are we supplying enough? I mean, should we have supplied more? So that's it.
Yes.
It's the end of the story.
We should have supplied more, and the president deserves a ton of credit for unifying the West, and that wasn't easy. And he had political judgments to make because people were concerned of, Putin's red line. The former NATO undersecretary said it best, though. We should talk less about Putin's red lines and what we consider a red line. So we are finally sending the long-range attack-ums when we finally started doing them, we moved the Russians back pretty considerably. It was a game changer. So it's a little precarious now, but I don't think it's too late. It's hard to advance dramatically in a conflict like this. So I think the Ukrainians can hold on and then begin to advance again if they get all the weaponry they need. They're starting to get advanced fighter aircraft and other weapons, which should help.
Were restrictions placed upon what we have given them? In other words, you can use these things, but don't, for example, go onto Russian territory. You can use these things, but, and then fill in the blank.
Yeah, I believe that was certainly the case with certain weaponry. We didn't want to, the notion was not to use the long-range weaponry to strike into Russia. But, the Ukrainians are smart enough to take that, and they've done a magnificent job with what we've given them to target areas in occupied Ukraine. And that I would include Crimea.
We're talking to U.S. Representative Mike Quigley, a 5th Congressional District. Representative Quigley, whether it's right, wrong, or otherwise that the migrants are here, they are here. They greatly don't have an opportunity to go to work, and they're stuck. So our Mayor Brandon Johnson, has said, okay, slowly we've got to evict these people. It's unclear as to where they go. They really kind of then have to start all over. They're placed all over again. It seems like an endless cycle. Unless they can get work, it seems to me there's nowhere to go. But there's no way to get work because that paperwork to do that seems to be unavailable. Also, there's a cost to do it. They often don't have the money. What's more, to make things even worse, that paperwork is in English and not Spanish. Can that be changed? It seems like common sense that it would change.
Well, let's go through the list. Long-term goals and so forth. First of all, from day one, we should always pass comprehensive immigration reform. Not just take care of the dreamers, because this is the only country they've ever known, but just to address those who have been in this country a long time. And let's again remember, again, my Republican friends, President Reagan signed amnesties toward this end. Number two, secure the border, which is something President Bush and Trump and Obama talked about and did. But when we're talking about securing the border, a lot of it has to do with what President Biden asked us to do starting last fall, hire a lot more border guards, establish the system again so there's a process for people to move through it. And I guess we also have to remember that we have to address the crises in these home countries as diplomatically as we can, and other efforts so that that flow isn't so torrential at times.
Well, we have one minute left. So my question was about giving those folks
how to take care of them here. We need more money from the federal government. It doesn't make sense to evict folks if they have no place to go, but we have to put the resources in place to make sure that the cities and others can help these folks, and they need to get these work permits done as quickly as possible.
But that's not happening, and every time we talk to someone who does what you do, essentially, they more or less say the same thing.
We have been at the processes. We have encouraged the president at every level and thank the people who are doing the work permits for our migrants. So, we're going to continue to try to get that done. It's very difficult, but manufacturing, hospitality, agriculture industries desperately need these workers. It's something we have to get done.
No argument, and they want to work for the most part. The problem is they can't, and I cannot talk to you any further because we have a newscast here. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate
no
that.
Problem.
Always good to talk to you.
Take care. Thank you.